You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Y'all are deeply unserious. From the 713, I almost got stuck rooting for Bryce Young. Davis Mills saved me on 4-15. Hilarious. All right, let's go around the NFL. Start by giving you some updates as to what's happening up there in Detroit, as it seems like people have gotten a little bit more loose with it. Huh? Mm-hmm. Have you seen this, Lopez?
Just wait till confessions.
A number of various different things showing up. Christian Kirk has a TD at one point. Seems like the defense has had a better day for the Texans than the offense has. It seems like protection, I know that Cody Stoops made mention of this, protection has been a little bit touch and go. There's been some decent protection reps, and there's been some awful ones is the word that he used, awful mm-hmm. particularly, which that's the question mark. Like this was yeah. going to be the litmus test on the offensive line, at least in that perspective.
What team is this?
What?
Is this first team, second team?
I mean, I imagine we're talking mostly about first team.
I know.
I don't know. It wasn't said explicitly. I imagine because they're not.
Who's running with the first team?
What do you think it was?
But there's some of that. Goff has thrown an interception. I think Kalen Bullock came down with a red zone interception. As we're starting to
first team.
We're breaking down the ice.
Is it?
I mean, if Kalen Bullock's with the second team, that's a bigger story that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're getting a little bit of insight into what's happening there. Jahmyr Gibbs apparently had a really big play on the Texans D. Like it's been a heavyweight fight in some ways mm-hmm. where even, you know, probably the best portion of the Texans team being the defense has taken their knocks today. It's some big plays. It seems like Derek Stingley has not maybe had his best showing or his best day of practice. So there's definitely going to be some things to consider as to what that says about the Texans team, how much of that is just a day of practice where you're facing off against another good football team, and how much of that is we need to find what the actual ceiling is on your team in various different aspects. But we will account for that once we roll this thing out, and we'll definitely hear from D'Amico Ryans when he talks after practice. But right now, let's go around the NFL, and we begin with Jimmy Ward, where there's now a lawsuit. This was reported by ABC 13 here in Houston. There's now a lawsuit that's gone up against Jimmy Ward and the woman that he assaulted. And their allegation, I mean, there's a number of things that have come through with this. Obviously, the lawsuit tied to that mm-hmm. that incident happens that he was alleged domestic violence with, you know, strangulation kind of being the large portion of it. Well, now one word pops up,
mm-hmm.
And it is the nut graph, right? A lawsuit alleges that Ward sexually assaulted a woman and was believed to be high on meth, all while their 3-year-old son was inside her home. That is, I mean, when you look at that, that is really the big thing that has caused people's attention. And Lopez, how does this affect at all anything for you? Because I actually don't think this materially changes what's happening here.
I think those are two different things. Materially, it does not change anything. In fact, Jimmy Ward's attorney has said that this was a similar case to one that was in Montgomery County, And that one was I don't know if it was thrown out or dismissed or whatever. And now it's in Harris County. So you're right. Materially, it's still just allegations. It was dismissed there. They say they feel good about it. Let's talk about realistic, though. Okay? And again, it's just allegations. But realistically, when that's the magic word to me, you know, in this case. When you start throwing around meth, I don't know what organization would say, yeah, come on back, you know, without anything playing itself out fully in court.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. I think there are organizations that would say, come on back, under the guise of you are so good and vital to what we do mm-hmm. that we will then figure out how we, especially because again, look,
that's a strong word.
The NFL ain't the biggest moral bastion in absolutely. Our society.
Exactly.
And they start doing the cost benefit analysis. Do you show up to work? Because that's one of the things when you start talking about drug abuse is that it'll stop you from showing up to work and showing up to work on time. Do you show up to work? Do you do your job? But also, are you of such import to what we do that we're willing to go through that other stuff? I do think that it's worth noting that Jimmy Ward does not fall in line with that anymore for these Texans.
No, he doesn't. And I think you're also right about there are some organizations that can kind of look the other way on some of these things. But even those organizations, there are some magic terms, magic words that make them think twice, three times, four times, domestic abuse.
Correct. Well, we would like to think that, but let's be honest. But it doesn't make them think that much more.
It does make some. You know, domestic abuse is one of those magic terms. Okay. I think meth is one of those magic words.
So not cocaine, not marijuana, meth.
Meth. Methamphetamine.
Now, is this just thrown out there as part of the civil lawsuit, or is
civil.
This?
It is the civil.
Yeah, this okay. is part of the lawsuit. Now, let me make clear what I was saying. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit is alleging that the physical and sexual assault has happened multiple times.
Yes.
So it would not be an individual instance if this is substantiated.
I'm just talking about like yeah. the real world stuff. You know, real world stuff. I don't think the Texans or very many others would say, yeah, come on back, especially if it's not a player that is. You know, Saquon Barkley or something. So,
right.
You know, something like that. But no, I don't see it happening, man. I don't see it happening.
No, and so my thing about it and the reason why I said I don't think this materially changes anything, because I realize that that's kind of a stance that makes people, that I imagine would make people's eyebrows go up.
Yeah.
But again, these still fall in line with the level of allegations. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at too, because also Tony Busby is representing the woman.
And now they switched. It's going to be one of Busby's, you know, whatever, cohorts or something. Yeah. But yeah, he was.
Yeah. So that's why I was kind of wondering, is these allegations they're throwing out there that mm-hmm. he was allegedly doing, mm-hmm. or is this like for real?
Yeah. Right. So like if this is not substantiated, the idea that we got something earlier in, you know, the arrest in Montgomery County and then this other thing, it's like, oh, well, it's two things. Not necessarily, depending on how it actually comes about. I think the only thing that we can actually hang on Jimmy Ward at this moment credibly, without saying that this is like not, I'm not trying to say that any of these things are false. I just don't know. I think that is the thing that I'm trying to
because
come from. The only thing that we can hang on him is that alcohol that caused him to violate his bail.
Yeah, because it kind of remind me of how it was with the Deshaun Watson situation, where we was waiting for if they was going to charge him criminally, and then they didn't. And then that's when the civil lawsuits came in too. So it was still going on.
One more thing, and I think this is just common practice. There will be a toxicology report from the initial incident. And if there was methamphetamine in his system, it will be there, you know? So we'll have to just kind of keep an eye on that.
Yeah. So, but this, all of this, does not help, at least the impression of Jimmy Ward at this point, which is tough because he was already in a place where I think the injuries and the ways in which you've kind of built your roster, where you start, he's not required nearly as a starter,
right,
is going to make this really interesting on the backside of whenever the litigation is concluded, both the civil lawsuit and obviously the pending situation with the domestic violence allegation that came through. So, yeah, it's tough, but as much as you see meth and it makes your eyes get big, I don't know that this changes the circumstance that he was ultimately in, which is. We just kind of have to wait to see if it's substantiated and then operate from there. This, I mean, yeesh.
It ain't great.
No,
it ain't great. Definitely don't help the street cred.
The real world stuff, it ain't great. Yeah.
God bless you, Toby. Is meth like a pill or do you smoke it? Don't find out. You don't need to. Please don't.
Watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
All right, some other things that are happening around the NFL. Speaking of things that, you know, we kind of saw, we assumed, and maybe we were getting more information. We talked about the Colin Kaepernick documentary that ESPN was supposed to be putting on that seemingly fell apart. And the timing was suspicious because ESPN had just had 10% of its company sold to the NFL. So they were now bedfellows as opposed to just business partners. Well, Spike Lee came out and, you know, clarified that, quote, that thing fell apart a year ago, speaking to Business Insider about that documentary. He said no one had ever asked him about it, so he never really saw fit to kind of speak on it. But now that the conversation had been happening about, well, look at the timing and is this the NFL stepping in?
I mean, we thought so.
According to Spike, he says, no, that's not the case, which, I mean, more power to him, like giving the NFL that level of, I don't want to say cover, but that's the word that comes to mind.
Well, I think he's just clarifying.
Clearing that up.
Yeah, I think this situation is probably accurate, but who's to say that it won't ever happen like that?
No, not me.
Yeah, it definitely raises.
It's not far fetched.
Not me.
It's definitely not far fetched.
Yeah. It definitely continues to raise the question in what's happening here. So we continue around the NFL. Yesterday, before we got off the air, something happened in practice, and I didn't know how I wanted to play it, to be completely honest, and pull the curtain back. But Lamar Jackson had seemed to hurt his wrist at practice, and earlier in the practice, his foot had been stepped on. And he was inadvertently knocked to the ground. So he had like a scare that was odd. Well, come to find out, Jackson stayed in for a few plays. And he was seen by the team's training facility afterwards. Or rather, seen by their training staff, rather. Yeah. And so people were thinking about it. In fact, Tylan Wallace, one of their wide receivers, said, quote, I was thinking like, oh, he's probably just resting his arm or something like that. And then obviously you keep him in your prayers. Now, when people on your team start saying they're praying for you, either they're just real prayerful or something bad happened.
Yeah.
Well, the way that it's seemingly come out, he's okay, according to the team, after practice. And that's one of the things that's weird about this time of year. We saw this with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We've seen this in some other places. A guy can leave practice, and at one point you're thinking this could be the worst thing in the world. And then they come back a little bit later, and it's actually fine. And it seems like, for the Ravens' sake, and maybe, I don't know how kind and genuine some Texas fans were, but I imagine that that might not have been the news that you were hoping to hear once you saw that, hey, a dude who pretty much holds the keys of the Baltimore Ravens' contention in his hands might have been injured.
Yeah, no, and it's one of those things where had it been something more long-term, we would have been talking about it a lot more and certainly maybe said, okay, you know, sucks for you, but it is good news for the Texans. But you don't want—I mean, that's not something that you're looking for. I want to see Lamar Jackson this year.
Agreed.
You know, I want to see him. Yeah.
I mean, personally, I just really love watching him play.
Yeah.
Professionally, he ends up being a big roadblock for the Houston Texans. To be completely honest, some other things that are happening. There's some trades really starting to kick up at this time of year as teams look at other teams and see you're not going to carry that guy on your 53. Let us take him off your hands and see if he'll help us. The San Francisco 49ers are going to be chief amongst them. Their wide receiver situation is dire.
Yes, it is.
They've got guys falling here and there with injuries and different things that are going to keep them unavailable. And they do something to try and stem the tide a little bit, acquiring Sky Moore. I think he was a second-round pick either a couple years ago, if memory serves, for the Chiefs. And they swap future picks and acquire Sky Moore, who's been disappointing in his own with the Chiefs.
He's one of those guys, when I saw him in college, I thought that guy is going to be really, 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 he was a punt returner too, and I thought he was going to be really, really good. I'm wrong on that one so far. But
was he like Western Michigan is where he came out of?
I thought he was like a West Coast, like a Northwest kind of like Montana or something. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I remember watching him in college thinking, "Ooh, that boy, it can really play." But it just hadn't worked out. Hey, 49ers, if it doesn't work out there, then we'll probably have the answer, but that's a good place for him to go.
I mean, with that being the case, though, and the Niners clearly having the struggles that they're having wide receiver-wise, two things came to mind. When I've seen them kind of getting into this place where they're really trying to acquire wide receivers and looking for help, one thing I thought was, did Nick Caserio sell too early on Mechie? And it's possible that they had already had conversations. I'm trying to remember if this was reporting that I saw that teams had already kind of contacted about Mechie was about the Niners. Mm-hmm. I think that that's what it was, that the Niners had already kind of contacted about Mechie. I do wonder, is that the price? Are you happy with the price that they got in return for John Mechie? Because it seems like the tight end really sold that deal. Because there's a number of wide receiver needy teams that are now popping up at this juncture.
No, I still like what they got. I don't have any problem with it at all. But you're right. I mean, maybe you know, you could hold out for a little more or whatever. But at that time and now, I'm thrilled with what they got for Metchie.
Harrison Bryant coming back.
Yeah.
Just to clear this up, the Niners have been decimated with injuries. Brandon Ayuk is recovering from a knee injury. Juwan Jennings is dealing with a calf injury. Jordan Watkins has a high ankle sprain. And DeMarcus Robinson is facing a 3-game suspension. So, yeah, they have a lot of injuries over there. Now, these are guys that I imagine can make their way back at some point. But starting the season, you can't do much when you have that many people on IR. All right, finishing this out in the way that we always finish this out, we got to get you the latest on your top 100 in the NFL as voted on by the players. We were just talking about how highly rated Danielle Hunter was, and rightfully so. It's good to see him get some of his love. So he came in at 25, following in after or ahead of him, just ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And this one kind of shook me a little bit. Las Vegas Raiders tight end Brock Bowers. Rookie season last year, yes, he put up over 1,000 yards. He had 5 touchdowns in the 17 games that he had. It's a historic rookie season. I'm kind of amazed that he was voted this highly, 25th
really?
Amongst all players as a tight end for Brock Bowers. Or 24th,
He had ridiculous numbers last year. Like, ridiculous. And I think it matters that this is players generated. You know, we kind of talked about it from the other side yesterday about, you know, players – not necessarily, you know, being a little bit surprised where they put, was it with Nico the other day we were talking about it. But this, in this case, I think the players are saying that guy can play, and they respect him a lot.
He can play, and it's year one of it, I thought was interesting. But I think also it's worth noting that Raiders team as an offense just had so little to work with that I think it was a perfect situation for him. Mm-hmm. Now, should I slight him for it being a perfect situation for him? Probably not. But he is very much the type of tight end that if everything is there and you have to just feed him the football, then it works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well it works if you have more of a balanced attack and you aren't just feeding him the football.
I think a balanced attack or no, you feed him the football. He's one of those. He's that good. He's going to be that good.
Yeah. I mean, he had a 27.6% target rate, which was the second highest by a rookie.
Is he the number one fantasy football tight end?
Who I've not really done the math on this. I'm sure he's up there. Yeah. I'm certain that he's up there, especially with a better quarterback, and I imagine a better offensive system with Chip Kelly coming in.
Yeah.
He probably is well situated. I'll be interested to see if he continues an upward trajectory in that way. But he comes in at 24 and tried and true, a man that I think you in opposition to Blake Bowers, who has the one good season, not saying anything about that, but this man that you know has been good for a good long time. Eagles offensive tackle. Lane Johnson comes in at 23.
Okay. That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like it makes sense. From the 832, call me crazy, but I made everybody mad in my league. I took Brower's number one pick in my fantasy football draft.
Well, I that might be a little bit high.
Damn, he made everybody mad.
That might be a little.
Yeah, I don't think that makes any. For me, I'm like, I don't think that makes me mad. Go ahead and push players I want towards me. Thank you. Maybe you now.
I think he is the number one tight end.
It would make me mad if we got the tight end run happening in the first round. That's what I'm saying.
It might be a little high in terms of first round, but he's the best tight end, I think.
Yes. 832. Just go ahead and periodically through the season, let me know how that's going for you fantasy wise. And I'm not saying that like facetiously where people go, oh, let me know how.
Oh, we'll know.
I genuinely actually want to know how that's going.
We'll know.
For you. How am I surprised by Brock Bowers? I think he's a fantastic player. I loved him at Georgia. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, though, if he can't be entirely a focal point of the offense, does that shift his productivity?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in seeing that. We talked about that a little bit with the tight ends that came out this year. Colston Loveland feels like he fits more into a dynamic of an offense. Tyler Warren is a guy that you kind of need to make the focal point of your offense. What happens if that guy isn't in that same position is kind of the question that I had.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. That's the beauty of sports is that you get to see it play out on the field. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, there's one thing about trying to see if your team is going to be good on the season. I think we're still figuring some of that out with this Texans team. How watchable do you expect the Texans to be this season? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, how watchable do you expect the 2025 Texans to be this season? 713-572-4610. That word watchable, the operative word here, because there are teams that are good. There are teams that are watchable. Those aren't inherently the same thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you like watching a train wreck, and it's real fun, despite the fact that it is indeed going to be a train wreck. And some teams are very good while putting you to sleep. Hello, San Antonio Spurs of the aughts. Because I used to hate watching the Spurs. God, they were so annoying. Lopez, care to comment?
It was a thing of beauty. Mm-hmm. You know how I am with basketball.
Fundamental basketball.
Well, I've always talked about it.
Use the backboard.
Hit the square.
Okay,
bounce pass. Settle down, big boys.
Movement offense.
I've always talked about how I love the college game because of stuff like that. They took it to the pro game, and it was gorgeous to watch.
If you say so.
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Alley-oop, you know.
You want to go bounce pass versus alley-oop. I guarantee you I win that game.
Oh, you do?
I guarantee it.
But it's still beautiful basketball.
But anyway, the point being.
Heaven forbid the Rockets make an extra pass.
How watchable? Well, I think they will this year. But we have
And you can turn it off?
Literally 2 months until the opening day.
So I heard he's not going to watch the Rockets this year, Figgy. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Who said? Buddy, I'm going to be all over
it. Cold day in hell.
Yeah. Be all over
Look at
that.
Them swing the ball. But click. I'm changing the channel.
I think it is worth asking, like, especially because some of the key words that have come up, running the football, mm-hmm. Patriots offense, kind of some of those things come up. And I'm interested to see how excited are people for just the idea of watching the game, how watchable they'll be. Because Ben Solak put out an interesting kind of piece about the watchability index for mm-hmm. all the teams in the NFL. And we don't have to necessarily go through all the places that he went, the way that he is doing his methodology is talking about big plays, the possibility of close games, obviously star players and seeing cool stuff. And maybe we can kind of keep those in consideration here. But for you, thinking about maybe just the play style and the watchability, what are your kind of expectations for the team this year?
You know what I'm going to say. I've kind of picked up on this in the offseason. It's been somewhat validated in the preseason, even though it's just the preseason. I don't think this is going to be a team that has a lot of big plays. I think it's going to be a team that, you know, shout out to Hank Stram, matriculates its way down the field, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, doesn't have a lot of negative yardage. I'm going to love watching it if there's a W at the end of it. You know, I don't care. And I think the question of the watchability, I think it's a really good question. Because as football fans, if you're in Omaha, Nebraska, and you have the choice between watching the Texans and the whomever, Rams, you know, start with the first game, and someone else, you might want to watch it because there's some star power there. But in terms of watchability, the Texans' perspective, not so much, except on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
713, I think you nailed it. The defense will be must-see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, even outside of the idea of just being a fantastic defense, I think that's based off of, this is a takeaway defense.
Yes.
So you're going to have edges hitting the quarterback. It's not just, hey, we're going to, you know, have good, great defense based off of yards allowed. No, they're going to go in there, hit the quarterback. They're going to knock the ball out of the quarterback's hands, or they're going to pick the quarterback off. And I imagine they're going to do it with great frequency. I think that's going to be very entertaining. The mm-hmm. question then kind of falls on the offense.
Yeah.
Because one of the things about C.J. Stroud is, you know, we know he likes explosives. I don't know how frequently they will be trying to gin up explosives mm-hmm. in the way of like deep passes and deep shots to create explosives.
Right.
If there are explosive plays that come, it's going to be a well-blocked play that is, you know, bounced out to a 20-yard run. Or maybe, like, I can very much imagine maybe some play action or some passes over the intermediate that are, you know, broken for big-time plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in how excited people are for that and how that necessarily strikes them when it comes to the possibility of, like, the entertainment.
I think if it wasn't the Houston Texans, I would check in on this team, whatever they would be called, just because of the defense. But I would be bored by the offense.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
So if you wasn't a fan of the Texans, if you wasn't even here, you'd mm-hmm. check in just because of the defense?
Yes. Yes, because of Stingley and Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, and I think Bullock is going to get some, you know, national run this year.
Already is, funny enough. Yeah.
He is. I think, you know, everybody loves to see the takeaway defense, man, and those big plays and the pick sixes and the scoop and scores and all that stuff. And it's not a shot at the offense. This is what's going to work. This is the best path to victory for this team. We saw what last year did. You know, it was brutal sometimes, the way they would go backwards more than they go forward. So I'm just trying to be objective here. I wouldn't be real crazy about watching this offense, but it's effective.
What's fun?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
He is. I think that especially some of the ways that we've had conversations about this team and, oh, they don't need to be incredible. They just kind of need to get some things done. It feels like, yeah, the idea of matriculating down the offense or down the field, rather, and just being able to pick up five and six and five and six. I mean, we saw it in, what was that? Was that the second drive of the playoff of the Panthers preseason game where they just kind of worked their way down the field? And that is entertaining to some degree, right? I see you, A32EFW, extremely bleeping watchable. I see you, Rambo. But I do wonder how that hits. So with that being the case, I want to bring it back to what Ben Solak did.
Yeah.
If you had to put them in like a third of the league, top third of the league, watchability, middle of the league, or maybe bottom of the league, where do you think this Texans team would sit watchability-wise?
I would put them, again, trying to be objective, I would put them bottom of the top third, maybe middle third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Figgy, what do you think?
I feel like people will probably check in just off the strength of CJ to see what he's going to do and Nico Collins. I feel like those two will, people will probably want to see what they will, what they're going to do. Especially,
but we're talking about the team in totality.
Okay.
I think the defense makes them, you know, faults them a little bit.
All right. So Ben Solak ranked them 13th of all the teams in the league.
Feels about right.
I was going to have them in the middle. Probably like 15, 16. Yeah,
yeah. So they're a little bit higher than that. There's no defensive football I enjoy watching more than the Texans unit. Fast, fiery, downright ferocious were the three Fs that he used for them. Pointing to that the fact that only the Browns had a higher pressure rate last season than them. Again, hitting the quarterback. And then you talk about the opportunity of the takeaways because only the Vikings had more interceptions. So, and those things both seem like they have the opportunity to go up with advancement of Will Anderson Jr. and with, you know, growth from Kamari and Kalen and then in the addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He said, I will gladly watch this defense win games on its own, but I hope the Texans offense does its part too. The running plays will be painful, but C.J. Stroud is still a star passer. Nico Collins is still a star receiver. Think about 23 when Houston was third in explosive play rate. And I am intrigued to see if that explosive play rate
comes back.
They're
not going to be third in explosive play rate.
But Are we going to find entertainment in the mundane, in the just getting a successful play every play?
I think we're going to be waiting to see the defense. I love teams like that where you're like, all right, offense, just do your job. Let's get the defense on the field and make something spectacular happen. That is fun to watch. I think you could argue a fantastic defense, a turnover defense like this, is more fun to watch than, I'm not saying it is, but you could argue than those
up and down
throw it everywhere teams. You know,
so you think this defense will be more fun than the Bengals offense?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do. Okay. I do. I think you could argue that, and I do feel that way. I am interested because you have the list.
I do have the list. I'm glad you got
three
here.
Or five teams in terms of watchability.
I would like you to guess.
I love guessing.
Yeah.
I love guessing.
All right, Fig, you guys, can you get the top five teams here?
All right. Help me out, Figgy. We'll go back and forth.
Anybody in the top five?
I'm going to say Ravens.
Ding, number two. Okay. Number two, mind you. I can't imagine a team that is more exciting than the Ravens. But
and this just watchable, period. Not just
watchable all the way around.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Chiefs not in the top 10 of watchability, of course. Which, again,
because of the offense.
That's kind of what that's kind of what we're looking at. Like, that offense has kind of gotten to a place where they just do what they need to. And you actually compared the possibility of this offense to looking like that, where the difference for this offense might be C.J. Stroud making the fantastic plays in the ways that Patrick Mahomes does in those moments where you need it.
That would be the perfect scenario. I'm going to say Bills.
The Bills are number almost said the wrong number. My bad. The Bills are, number 11, interestingly
enough. Get out of here.
He says
Josh Allen and
he
all
says
those guys.
Defensive line and lineup.
Get out of here with that.
Is a lineup and play group. The offense which has historically been a more explosive group, turned down the big play passing plays last season. And they really just didn't throw the ball
out
that
with
much.
That.
They ran
the Bills
the
are fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
For hell or high water, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lions.
Oh, good
Lions 3.
Okay.
And then to round out, the Commanders are number one on his list.
Maybe a little high, but I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commanders, Ravens, Lions. Number four, the Bengals, as you mentioned, offensive explosion, although that defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Well,
who he puts up there. I think that we might be kind of teasing out something that I wonder if that's the case is, if you are a, like, if you're just winning, is that good enough? Because you talked about the Bills, mm-hmm. and I do see what he was talking about with the Bills, where they ran the ball a lot more. They were a little bit less of the, you know, mm-hmm. Josh Allen dependent explosive kind of team, but it was still fun because, you know, yeah. they're a good team. And I wonder if that's all that carries it. If the mm-hmm. Texans are more watchable this season, just because we're not going to have as many of the, damn it, there's a yellow flag on the field. Damn yeah. it, there's another incompetent three and out. And it's just fun just off the strength of they are competent and they're here to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's ultimately the biggest portion of this. Are they going to be significantly more watchable just because
yeah.
of a competence that shows up?
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832. Breaking news, radio host John Lopez states the Texans are better than the Bengals.
I said watchability.
I might be able to go out there on that.
But that's not, I'm just saying, just to clarify, I said watchability.
I know you didn't, yeah. but I might put my name on that one, mm-hmm. depending on how consistent this offense can be, which mm-hmm. again, we're getting some levels of insight to it. It seems like better protection as we've gotten a little bit further into mm-hmm. the joint practice there. And a few touchdowns for Christian Kirk. CJ Stroud touchdown on an easy scramble is coming out. So we're seeing the offense maybe stabilize a little bit as that joint practice continues up there in Detroit. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, is it deja vu all over again for a former Astro? We'll talk about that more next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And bleep it, let's just start at the top because schadenfreude hits for some folks. Maybe this doesn't hit you as schadenfreude, but the Astros are, mm-hmm. you know, they're headed into a four-game set against the Baltimore Orioles this weekend, starting with Jason Alexander tonight, and we'll talk more about that as we go. But one of the things that has been a constant refrain is talking about injuries, the injuries that are happening, the injuries that we are trying to get players back from, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. And it's not just a this-year thing. It's obviously been a number of years, and it's shown up with various different players. And we've tried to kind of reverse engineer, like, why is this happening? Who's responsibility? And I do wonder if this adds a whole nother wrinkle. Remember how I was talking about, it might have been yesterday, mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker being shut down to kind of help him mentally get back to the space that he needed to be at because he'd been having such a bad go of it of late. Obviously, Kyle Tucker recently traded from the Astros at the beginning of this, before this season.
Mm-hmm.
You acquired Isak Paredes, Hayden Wesneski, and Cam Smith for him. Well, apparently Kyle Tucker wasn't shut down just for mental reasons. Here is Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs, giving you a little bit of insight. And yes, of course, it's injury related.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of out there. He injured his hand in a slide. Initial x-rays were negative. Sat out a day. I think we had an off day, sat out a day, pinch hit the next day. And then he was kind of sore, but good to go. You know, he was sore for a little while, but was able to play. We did some more imaging, and it showed a small fracture that was healing. And, you know, that's it. You know, is it possible that this has caused a kind of like through the playing through it, change some things? Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's probably likely that at some point that happened. But he, you know, he wanted to play.
All right, Craig Counsell.
I understand why players and teams do this, and I also don't understand it.
Okay.
I understand it because players don't want to be. It's sort of the unspoken, quit your complaining, get out there, play. Play through it, all that. I understand that. It's kind of hard not to. It's just part of the culture of baseball. What I don't understand is when it becomes obvious that this is an injury that is affecting his play and you're allowing him to get booed by his own fans, you know? That's the point where, and it's happened multiple times over the last few decades, to be honest, where a player is hurt, they don't talk about it, And then their performance drags or falls off a cliff, and you're still allowing them to feel the repercussions and to feel the boos and the criticisms when it's clear an injury did it. I mean, he basically said that. He was just hemming and hawing about it, you know?
Well, seemingly it took them a while. They had to go back to the assessment to find the injury that they were dealing with that they didn't realize was there, which, again, feels very much like the Astros. I see you, 832. I didn't know Dana Brown traded some of the medical staff to Chicago, too. That was, and I don't know if this is where your brain went, but I went, okay, so why is this? Is that just a Kyle Tucker thing? Was he infected by the Astros and he will continue to have those types of things going there? Is this really just going to be such a widespread baseball thing with these particular types of injuries?
It has been for decades. Decades. So-and-so had, at the end of the year, you realize, some player.
With a fracture for the last 3 weeks.
Yes. And
then why does it happen so damn much here?
Yeah, well, I think there's other factors here as well because they take it to the extreme and they're not even remotely transparent about things. How is Jake Myers, by the way? Anyway.
That one might not be fair. There's just so many injury reports that we're trying to keep track of. We might not have kept up with the updates. In fact, I got to find the last dispatch of injury updates that we got from the Astros that come out weekly. As I'm looking at it, who are we looking at talking about? Jake Myers.
He went to Florida, did some work. He's back with the team.
Verbatim, Jake Myers, right calf strain, is in Florida continuing hitting, running, and throwing program.
Mm-hmm.
And that concludes your Jake Myers update. So, no, that's... If you choose to look at that, that does suck for Kyle Tucker. Like, they had just started talking about the possibility of, hey, $600 million maybe?
Yeah.
For the and he's injured, headed into free agency. That's tough.
It's tough, but I don't think it's going to affect too much because they know the injury.
You think he's still going to get his money?
Yeah, I do, and they know that there's a fracture there now. So it can reasonably say that's been what's affected his performance.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, like I mentioned, Baltimore Orioles 4-game set at Camden Yard starting today, 6:15 p.m. first pitch. Jason Alexander across from a man who has won one game, except that one game looked to be Cy Young worthy, Brandon Young. And that was just last week, just this weekend.
I remember him.
Are you familiar with this gentleman? Have you ever seen him pitch before?
Are you going to finish what he started?
He said, stay right there.
Y'all cheated
right
me back. Out of a perfect game.
We'll be right back.
To be continued.
Yes.
But again, this weekend, very interesting slate of pitchers for the Astros. Hopefully they get a little bit of run support because this is one of those ones that I am holding on to everything. I'm holding on to my hat. I'm holding on to my seat because Jason Alexander, Lance McCullers Jr., Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti is a hell of a four.
Good luck with that.
It is a hell of a four. So we will see that here shortly. Some other things that are happening. College football playoff. We're headed into the season. Mm-hmm. This Saturday is when we get week zero going and we are off and running for real. The college football playoff has added a few things to what they're doing this year, including they will consider strength of record, a metric that considers strength of record as they are doing their rankings this year. And that is something that people have clamored for a lot, especially teams in the SEC in particular, as they believe themselves to have the most difficult conference. They will consider that. And they are adding in the ability to recuse certain individuals on the committee voting for things if there is a conflict of interest, obviously, that pops up. How do those things hit you when it comes to getting ready for the college football playoff?
Love them both. I'm not exactly sure how you feel about it. I love both of these things. It's kind of the SMU factor that is coming into play here. You play a softer schedule, perceived anyway. And I think most people would agree softer, and you still get those points. It shouldn't be that way. It sucks for them, but the other part of it is you can remedy that, maybe not this year, obviously, but by playing big-time SEC Big Ten schools in non-conference games.
We had that period of time where people were doing that, and then teams were like,
I think
actually,
it's going to come back.
I don't know, especially as we're looking to possibly expand this thing beyond.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I think the teams are going to go the way of we're going to continue to try and
ease our schedule. Well, then you're going to feel the effects of it.
Qu- Quite possibly. Yeah. Quite possibly. But those are some things that are being put in. I forgot to ask you when it came to baseball. You got any predictions, any guarantees you want to put down ahead of Brandon Young getting out there?
Let me guarantee something. Lock it up. No, I can't.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, let me go ahead and head down and get some more smell of salts.
We need to
right
go
quick.
To break.
Let me go get some more smell of salts right quick.
It is a good time to be for the schedule anyway, because you have the Orioles and then you have the Rockies coming into town. So
I mean, the way that the Astros are playing,
yeah, it doesn't really matter, right?
But,
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
But if you had to choose, you'd choose Orioles, Rockies, and Angels in the next three series, and that's what they have.
Yeah, no, that's what I would choose. And yes, 979. It is weird that you trust Jason Alexander the most out of our four. Not weird for you because I'm with you, but weird that that's the place that we find ourselves. Something that is not weird, and I'm kind of excited about. Although I'm interested to see, are you as excited as I am, or am I too far? In this awful announcing, apparently was reporting. You know how Rich Eisen hosted that Sports Center, and I was like, "Oh, this is a nice thing."
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, these special editions will continue throughout the football season. This is not going to be a one-off, but that will continue into the future. There will have some, or maybe did I say football season? Yeah, through the fall. That's right. They're going to have some of these special editions of Sports Center periodically. So they're leaning into the nostalgia. They saw what happened. I don't know if this came after or if this was always a part of this, but we will see more Rich Eisen behind the SportsCenter desk.
Give it to me. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'd like to see more people from our heyday past, so to speak, on SportsCenter getting involved. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think, you know, Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann would be number one on my list anyway. But no, give me some more of that.
Yeah, I think that I feel you on that. I'm excited. I was wondering, though, if the more they do it, just like with anything, do you kind of lose your the excitement of it?
I don't think so, because they're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just like a name right there. Mm-hmm. No, they're actually good. Yeah. Reggie watched. It was actually a good job.
Yeah, you were talking about like, wow. I enjoyed it. About how fun this was. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. Does that novelty wear off is a question. I guess we'll have an opportunity to see the next time one of these special sports.
It's hard to go against talent, though, man. Yeah. Because it's one thing to say, oh, what do people want and all that stuff. But when you have some real talent, it's just like, damn.
I agree.
A couple of basketball and basketball adjacent pieces of news here. Sister Jean, are you familiar with her?
Man, yes. Go ahead.
Sister Jean, she became very popular. How many years back was that at this point? Damn, we're getting old. during the March Madness tournament, what was it, Loyola of Chicago? She was kind of their totem on the sideline, sitting there being old and pious.
Yeah.
And she is just more old, and I imagine more pious at 106 years old today.
She turned 106.
Man, that's crazy.
106. Where would you draw the line?
Oh, where would you?
I'm
for
good.
Her or for me?
No, for you.
Oh, that sounds like I don't want to draw a line for Sister Jean, sir.
Where you say I'm good.
Depends on the
quality. Be honest.
It depends on the quality of life.
If I can make triple digits, I'm good.
Oh, you're like good at, I was about to say like a probably a good 85.
I was going
to
say, yeah, 80, yeah. 85, 90. I'm good.
Of course, I'm saying that as 33
Unless
right
I'm,
now.
You know, still running boats and fishing at 85, then I'll take 90, you know?
Right. Well, ask me when I'm about 70, I imagine that number probably changes.
I would like to try to get those triple digits, man.
But you got it. But what if you're like drooling?
It's more about the quality.
Yeah,
life.
Yeah. I'm talking about the quality. Yeah. Like if it's, I ain't trying to be in the vegetable stage. I'm trying to make triple digits.
Yeah.
And
106.
Yeah.
Golly, salute.
Speaking of quality of life, it feels like the Rockets' quality of life will be even better. Alperen Şengün playing for his home country, Turkey, in the Eurobasket, or getting ready for Eurobasket. The first game actually starts up here in about a week, I think, as of a week from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it'll be next Wednesday they'll get going Eurobasket. We'll try and give you updates. But Alperen Şengün had another good game against Lithuania in some prep games. I think that he scored 25 points, 25, 5, and 2 assists in 32 minutes of play for Alperen. And the thing that I found interesting about that, lots of points. It wasn't a lot of, hey, we're getting boards, assists. He's just being a focal point, which I'm excited to see maybe him be a little bit more of in the coming season for the Rockets.
No, we're going to keep tabs on the Euro tournament. But the best news for me with him on that, 32 minutes, 25 and 32. That was, and he's the focal point, but still that's impressive.
What, him playing? So when you say 32 minutes, like
he got 25 points in 32 minutes.
Oh, just the efficiency.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Fair enough. I feel you on that. All right, that's some of what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, joint practice seems to be done out there in Detroit, and I believe D'Amico Ryans is talking. So let's get a feel for what the head coach had to say on one of the biggest days of training camp with this joint practice. We'll do it next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.